Welcome to Radio CHLS 100.5. This is Orin Jim with...
Well, with a misprint. All right, that's better. Sorry, that was my fault. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I've pushed the button for the international listeners, and I've got my mic. What else should I be doing? Turning the damn computer off.
Well, you're listening to Radio CHLS 100.5. This is Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages on a Thursday night. We haven't been here for a few weeks, so...
We haven't been because we were out of town.
We were. We were on a little holiday.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It was very nice.
And we were chatting this morning over our coffee that how if you go to, like, out of town for 1 week in March, it seems that the whole month is gone.
It does. It really eats away.
Yeah, because today's already the 17th. Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day today. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did. In fact, actually, I took my scarf off. I had a shamrock scarf on for St. Patrick's Day. I noticed you're not wearing any green.
Did you see the young woman down at Bilo who had dyed her hair green?
No.
So I explained that I also dyed my hair green this morning, but it didn't take.
That's what you did.
It didn't hold all day. By 10 o'clock, it was all out.
It was out. Well, it was an effort.
Yep. But for an hour or two there, I was rocking it.
Well, hopefully that's what we'll do here.
Rock it.
At Radio Lullaway.
World-class radio.
That's our theme for tonight. We're going with Irish, Ireland, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the good things that Ireland has brought us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Kneecappings.
Yes. I was thinking more in terms of like corned beef.
Oh.
It was really good.
We were going to go down and get some.
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice going.
Yeah, we're going to have a little late celebration with the corned beef because it takes quite a while to make corned beef in a, you know, turn out well.
Yes.
So we're going to do that Saturday instead of today.
Nice. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're going to play a little Irish music.
We are, and I think I'm up first.
And you have picked a song that I would not have pegged you for.
No, I don't like it. I have to pick it because that's a theme.
Well, you know, they have several other songs that are quite nice.
Don't like them.
Oh.
I don't really like the Cranberries. So that's my problem with our themes, is that I often get stuck playing music I don't like. But
well, don't.
I have to because
play a good one. Not that this isn't a great song.
Yeah. It's kind of hard because it limits me. But
did you listen to Zombie? Did you like Zombie?
I hated it.
What?
So this is like my don't hate it as much song.
What about Dreams?
Didn't listen to it.
Oh, well, do you want to play that? We can do it back-to-back. I brought a cover song of Dreams.
Okay.
Would you rather do that than play a song you don't even like?
I'm not sure I like any of them, so I would be out of the show entirely if we did that.
Wow, that would sure be a lot shorter. So it's completely up to you, because this is your song. You can play Linger, which is a great song, or you can play Dreams.
I have no idea what Dreams is, so let's play Linger.
All right. And then I... We'll follow up with a double header.
Okay.
I will play a cover of one of the Cranberries' great songs, Dreams.
All right.
By Fei Wong in Cantonese.
That sounds amazing.
It will be.
Can hardly
wait. Just wait. So in the meantime, here's the Cranberries with one of their great Irish lullabies.
what you always really knew. I just wanna be with you. 出你的世界，不在乎走多远，走多远。
Right, that was Fei Wong, the cover of Dreams.
And you know, I'll confess, she's my favorite Cantonese singer.
Is she?
Yeah.
Mine too.
I've got two of her songs.
Nice.
Thank you. But she does a nice job of that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm kind of the belief that once you've heard the original enough times, it's time to move on and hear what other people do with that song.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've heard the Cranberries version,
mm-hmm.
and now we've heard Faye's version.
That's right. Both quite similar.
Speaking of all-time favorites that we can never get enough of.
Rod Stewart.
Yep. You took me to the Rod Stewart concert last year for my birthday.
Blistering disappointment, but yeah.
Not for me.
No. For me.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
And the other thing that was great about that night, we went to the Brooklyn pub
mm-hmm.
in New Westminster.
That was by far the highlight.
And I had my very first Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm. And again,
it was good.
By far the highlight. Yeah. Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
No, it was well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that because I thoroughly enjoyed that concert.
Well, good. I'm glad. It was your birthday present.
By the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. We're going back for your birthday this year.
No, we're not.
All right.
However, I do enjoy the YouTube video.
He's good on YouTube, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is, again, my contribution to the Irish show. Rod Stewart and the Coors with Ooh La La.
And, you know, even if the Coors weren't on stage, Rod could pull this off. He could be Irish all by himself.
He could be, yeah. Especially wearing the leprechaun suit.
All right, here we go with Rod and the Coors.
Okay, here's Ooh La La. Okay. Rooms, I think. If I'm strong and it ain't too long for the man. But love is blind, you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. Twinkling with the stars. Oh, oh, grandson, there's nothing I can say. You'll have to learn just like me, and that's the hardest way. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish.
Stewart in the Corrs, ooh la la.
It kind of looked like the Corrs were sentenced to death up there on stage. It looked like they owed him a favor and had to be out there singing with him.
Really hard.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Okay. Because it kind of looked like, well, my manager says I have to be here because my manager lost a bet to Rod Stewart.
Well, maybe.
But anyways, Rod pulled it off and made it work. Is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
Okay. Our levels are good. Test, mm-hmm. Test. I think I've told you this story before, but I'm going to tell you again.
Okay.
Because my memory.
It's a great story.
You know the show Boardwalk Empire.
I do.
I'm watching it about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. And this song comes on in the middle of a scene. And I've never heard this song before, even though it turns out I've got it by two other artists in my collection.
So you knew you liked it.
I knew I liked it, but I'd never heard it before. So, what is her name? The Canadian harp singer. I stopped the show. I ran upstairs, Googled it, and bought it on the spot from iTunes. This is my contribution to a great world-class Irish St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
This is as serious as I'm going to get tonight.
All right.
Okay.
What have you got?
This is Loudon Wainwright III, who, of course, is Rufus Wainwright's father.
Okay.
Married to Kate McGarrigle, of Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Okay.
And his version of Caras Vegas. And there's a great line in this song, if you listen for it. I'll sing no more till I get a drink.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's listen to Loudon Wainwright do Carrick Fergus.
I will wish I was in Carrickfergus, only for nights, nights in Ballygrand. I would swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, for my love to find. But the sea is wide, and I can't swim over, neither if I could find me the handsome boatman to ferry me over, over to my love and I. My childhood days bring back sad reflections of happy times spent so long ago. My boyhood friends and my own relations have all passed on now, like the melting snow. But I'll spend my days in endless roaming, soft as the grass, my bed is free, oh, to be back now in Carrickfergus. That long road down to the salty sea, and in Kilkenny there it is reported there are marble stones there as black as any ink, silver. I would support her, but I'll sing no more now till I get a drink. But I am drunk today. And my days are numbered, so come ye young men and lay me down.
Well, I would put that in the beautiful category. I think that's fantastic. She just sits there looking at me like, okay.
It's all right. It's not terrible.
Oh.
So.
What part of it did you like the best, Dora?
Oh, all of it.
All of it from beginning to end?
That's right.
So I was telling you that when I was getting ready for tonight's mm-hmm. show, I searched out Carrickfergus, But there's something wrong with my, ever since I got the new computer, and iTunes doesn't really like my new computer, but this program called Groove.
Right.
This is the default, and it comes up. But Groove couldn't find Loudon Wainwright's version of Carrick Fergus, but it found for me Loreena McKennitt and Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. So I already had that song on by Loreena McKennitt and Van Morrison. I think we should just play Carrick Fergus tonight.
All night.
All night, love.
Different
versions. I'll bet you we could find a version by Frank Sinatra, too.
Probably. Well, my turn?
It's your turn. You're taking charge.
Okay. Well, I do like this song. Had no idea it was by an Irish band, so that was fortunate.
Hosier.
Hosier.
I think it's Hosier.
Hosier. Take Me to Church, which, of course, I'm sure everyone's familiar with.
Should we do a doubleheader? Because guess what? I'll play Sinead O'Connor, Take Me to Church.
So we're going
to
play the same song twice.
But it's done in a completely, it's Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, for sure.
All right. So this, it's Hosier's song, and he should go first.
Okay.
And he should get all the credit.
Okay.
But then afterwards, we're going to listen to Sinead O'Connor do her best.
All right.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Take me to church, I will.
singing love songs for. I don't wanna sing them anymore. I don't wanna be that girl no more. I don't wanna cry no more. I don't wanna die no more. So cut me down from this here tree. Cut the rope from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore. Love's the only love you shouldn't fight. Songs of longings but fulfilled. Songs that won't let you sit still. Songs that mend your broken bones. And don't leave you alone. So get me down from this here tree. Take the rug from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore. Oh, take me to church. I've done so many.
Sinead O'Connor would take me to church, but a completely different song.
You know what I've learned from this experience?
What's that?
That the Irish are very spiritual people.
Evidently.
And they, no matter, they don't have that many rock stars, let's face it. But they've got a lot of them who sing about going to church.
They do.
Yep. I'll bet you U2 has a song about going to church.
U2 probably does.
Shall we take a look?
No.
You're one of your favorite non-bands.
I was hoping not to have to play U2.
One of your unfavorite bands of all time.
That's right.
Is it kind of the big sound that you don't like?
It kind of is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I got a U2 song up my sleeve.
I bet you do. It's my turn, though.
Okay, I won't be playing that then.
That's right. So the Celtic Women are quite a famous group of Irish ladies, and they have quite a body of music.
The Celtic Women have quite a body
they
of
do.
Music.
They do.
Which one are we going to be listening
well,
to?
Well, it's, I can't even pronounce it, but it's Tiernanog. It's a whole title that's only a part of it, but T-I-R.
N-A?
I think if you just go, yeah.
Tiernanog? There it is.
So, yeah, I don't really know the song at all, but it looked interesting, and Celtic Women seemed a good choice for tonight's theme.
How come? What makes you think that?
So let's have a listen and see what you think.
All right.
Shut the cutie. not the path we came. The world you left, you forgot your name. Stay with me and be mine, my love. Spare my heart the pain.
Celtic Women, Tiernan Nog.
Well, I'm going to paraphrase you if you don't mind. That was terrible.
Was it?
That was terrible.
I liked it.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember a couple of years ago when we went to Riverdance?
Mm-hmm.
And they had the Goofy set up in in Kamloops in the hockey rink, where everybody was sitting too low to see their feet.
That's right.
And if you're going to go to Riverdance, you might as well be able to see their feet.
So that's true.
Yeah. So we actually ended up having to, because we had really good tickets.
Well, not really.
We had
really
good tickets, just not good seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually ended up having to like reposition ourselves so that we could be above them looking down. But that's kind of what that reminded me of. Like, I'm sure that that was fun in 1540 if you're in a village and there's nothing else
see,
to do.
See, but I liked it.
Did you?
I'd go watch that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Don't threaten me. Okay. I'm a little surprised, I have to say. So, my turn.
Yeah.
It's almost like we get to throw snowballs at each other.
Let's just get this show over with, really.
No.
We got 20 minutes.
We're doing great.
We get through it.
Okay. So, I promise I make a commitment to you not to play U2.
Okay, that'd be
because
great.
Because I know how you feel about U2.
Don't like them.
But I did bring a U2 song, Bullet the Blue Sky, a cover from an African guitar player by the name of Vu Farke Turi.
Mm.
So this is as Irish as it gets, honey.
This is, I'm not sure why.
This is Vu Farke Turi with Bullet the Blue Sky, which of course is a great U2 song.
All right.
Which of course are Irish.
Okay.
Oh, blue sky. Boy, let the blue sky. Boy, let the blue. Boy, let the blue. Des armes, au lieu de me donner des bombes, au lieu de me donner des chars, au lieu de me donner des avions de guerre, au lieu de me donner une manière de se séparer, donnez-nous des motocross, des tracteurs, donnez-nous des riz, du mil à cultiver. Donnez-nous l'union, l'entente, le respect et la fraternité dans un monde. Donnez-nous la main. À travers le champ, vous voyez le ciel déchiré, vous voyez la pluie par une blessure ouverte, mortellant sur les femmes et les enfants qui courent dans les bras de l'Amérique.
That was somebody.
That was Vue Farcaturi.
Vue Farcaturi, right. Singing Bullet the Blue Sky.
Very exceptionally well.
Right.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
It's very interesting.
Well, would you prefer that than you two?
I'm not sure that there's a winner there.
Oh, come on.
But yes, if I had to choose, or I'd get needles in my eyes, I would choose Farcaturi over you two.
If I'm ever like just wondering what to do at night, I often just turn on my computer and search for some good Vue Farcaturi and download him. I just love him.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's such a talented guitar player.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I do at night when I'm wondering what to do.
Well, it's something. I, however, my next pick is a classic. I had no idea Van Morrison was Irish. That's how much I know about music.
Other than being the god of blues, he's also Irish.
Evidently.
Yeah, I think he's like the, who's the guy that everything he touches turns to gold? I don't know. Matthias or Maltus or...
Oh, actually, the actual god. Yeah. Midas.
Midas. Thank you. Midas touch.
Yes.
Yes. So I think this Van Morrison is like the Midas of blues, rock and roll, because everything he touches turns to gold.
Well, this is one of my favorites. So, it's probably got nothing to do with Irish. Although, do Irish women have brown eyes?
Well, actually, you know, this song started out as a brown skin girl, but he had to change it. They wouldn't let him release it back in 1970, brown skin girl. So he changed it to brown eyed girl. So a lot of Irish women do not have brown eyes.
Okay.
Their loss, I might add.
Well, it's not their fault. But love Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. So. Yeah.
And we're going to do a double header.
Are we?
Because then I'll follow up with Van Morrison, Entrainment, which is kind of one of his newer, it's not like really brand new or anything, but this is his first big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Entrainment is like, let's say, 2010, 40 years later.
All right. Well, we'll have a comparison.
All right.
Mm-hmm. trains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la. Oh, you, when you reach the sky, you and your climbing up that hill. Oh, you, when we're listening to that whippoorwill. You, when the sun goes down. You in the evening, in the morning when the sun comes round. You with your ballerina dance. Will you put me back in a trance? Will you take my breath away? Oh, you, even on a cloudy day, you make me holler when you come around. You make me holler when you shake them on down. That's entrainment, that's entrainment, that's entrainment, that's entrainment. That's entrainment, that's entrainment, that's entrainment. Thank you.
you make me shake him on down. Pray you in the morning when the sun comes up. Pray you in the evening when the sun goes down. You make me holler, make me holler when you come around. Oh, want you to shake your money maker, baby. Want you to shake them on down. Take your money maker, take your money maker, shake them on down. That's entrainment, that's entrainment, that's entrainment. Call it entrainment, it's entrainment. It's entrainment. It's entrainment. It's entrainment. That's entrainment. That's entrainment. Now you put me back in a trance. It's entrainment. It's entrainment. That's entrainment. That's entrainment.
Van Morrison, that's entrainment.
Isn't that a great way to spend the evening?
Just not sure I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what entrainment is.
I have no idea.
Just know that that's entrainment.
Shall we? Well, I think I know one of the things that entrainment is when you create a pool and you keep the fish in the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's entrainment.
Weird.
But I don't know if that's exactly what he's talking about. We can Google it later and find out. But you brought a song, Damien Rice, The Blower's Daughter.
I did.
Yeah, but I don't have a clue what a blower's daughter is.
I don't want to know.
It's a good song.
Well, I've picked my last song is Snow Patrol Chasing Cars.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on a bit of a roll, Snow Patrol.
Had no idea that they were Irish. Turns out they are. So they, I can no play them tonight.
They existed, period.
That's right.
And, as you say, 122 million hits.
Yeah.
122 million hits.
Yep. So that's few a people like them. I'm hoping
or,
they're good.
Or people keep coming back going, shit, I can't believe how bad this is.
Well, we will see.
All right. So this is Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars, which is, I would say, the quintessential Irish lullaby.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll do it all. Everything. On our don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old.
if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Alrighty, that was Snow Patrol with one of their big smash hits,
Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars, which had nothing to do with Chasing Cars whatsoever.
No.
Had to do with If I Lay Here. If I just lay here, would you lay with me?
And evidently people liked it.
122 million. And can you imagine writing a song like that? And you put it on an album, and all of a sudden, like, you got $100 million. And it doesn't stop. It just keeps coming.
That'd be tough.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. It'd be weird to walk into your parents' house with a bit of a grin on and go, well...
$100 million. Yeah, exactly. All right, what should we do now?
I think we should pack her in, Aura.
All right.
I think we should put a can on this St. Patrick's Day show. And we're going to be back next week. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're going to, I think this is, I'm just floating this idea out. But okay. Why don't we play songs about disagreement? Songs that I like but you don't? Or okay. Songs that you like, but I don't.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I think we've done several shows like that.
But next week will be the theme.
Okay.
It's going to be the theme. Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to bring in a yardstick and put it between us so that nobody gets punched.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. And so we'll say goodnight to our international listeners. Another one's in the can, so feel free just to Google us. At what, Lillooet Community Radio?
I think it's Radio CHLS 100.5.
Okay. And we are music for the Middle Ages.
We are.
So because we're middle aged.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and the empty. Skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth turn in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive.